Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus. Meantime, the World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the virus amid concerns it may be linked to rare birth defects. Jeff Custer reports.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world. In recent years, become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin today in Geneva. Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council did not rule out joining the talks later. Amnesty International says satellite images and witnesses point to possible mass graves in Burundi that appeared after security forces retaliated against rebel gunmen in Bujumbura. At least 87 people were killed, with some sources putting the death toll much higher. United Nations also is investigating, and there's no comment so far from the Burundian government. Political violence has raged in Burundi since the president announced a third term. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates on Thursday held their last debates before Monday's Iowa caucuses, the first event in which voters actually make their choices for their party's next presidential nominees. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in Iowa covering the caucuses and the debates.
Yes, a Republican debate, minus Donald Trump. That's the big news. Trump held an event of his own just a few minutes away from the auditorium where the debate was held. He, of course, was upset with the moderators on Fox, which is broadcasting the debate. And Trump was doing a benefit for Wounded Warriors, so he was focused on that. The rivals, interestingly enough, talked about Trump initially. Some made a little bit of fun that he wasn't there, but they pretty much have left him alone after that. I don't know in the end if this is going to hurt Trump or help him or what.
Donald Trump's closest competitor is Texas Senator Ted Cruz. For the Democrats, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are in a tight race going into the Iowa caucuses. Also here in the U.S., President Obama has directed his national security advisors to counter efforts by Islamic State to expand into Libya, other countries, President emphasizing that the U.S. will continue to counter IS plotters. U.S. and South Korean officials are privately saying they believe North Korea is preparing a missile launch within the next week. Meantime, a U.S. Senate panel has approved tougher sanctions against North Korea. VOA's Michael Bowman reporting.
The bill now goes to the full Senate, where passage is a virtual certainty. Republican Senator Cory Gardner said the punitive measures build on legislation passed by the House of Representatives earlier this month.
Both the House and the Senate bill focus on mandatory sanctions, which is a dramatic change from the sanction regime that we have in place today.
The committee's chairman, Republican Senator Bob Corker, said he remains unsure whether the suspected nuclear test announced January 6th was in fact a hydrogen bomb, but he noted that both houses of Congress had been mulling tougher sanctions months before North Korea's most recent detonation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
And turning to Asia markets, rose sharply today after the Bank of Japan made a surprise announcement that it was introducing a negative interest rate policy which could kickstart lending. Nikkei Tokyo closed 2.8% higher after a day of volatile swings between gains and losses. Hong Kong Hang Seng rose 2.5%, and markets in Sydney, Singapore, Manila, Taipei all finishing up about 2%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.